Kufsamach Zayin, Aleph to Zayin. For those that remember from Nida, we have Mr. Fine, the husband of Mrs. Fine. The Kitzer, he told everybody that Shabbos morning he doesn't wait for anybody. 11:30, 641, 11:30, they start the Suda, ready or not. So one of the guests was a smart aleck, and he said, I already heard Kiddush, I don't have to come when you're making Kiddush, and he's ready to make Hamaitzi, and the other person still didn't wash yet. He hears slowly, he doesn't want to start before his guest. So he hears the guest getting up, and he's going over to wash. So he's dragging out the time. First he does, makes this little small cut. On Shabbos you're not supposed to make a big cut. Make a little small cut in the challah. And even during the week, you're not supposed to cut enough that it's going to be that if you hold up the small part, the big part is going to fall off. But on Shabbos you're just supposed to make a little ration. And he makes it on the side. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, you should lechatchila cut b'boteach for the place where you can get from the top and the bottom at once. Slowly but surely he's going through the halachas. He picks it up. Supposed to hold it in your hand, like it says in Sif Gimel. Puts his 10 fingers on it, like it says in Halacha. Slowly but surely, dragging out the time to try to get till his guest is going to wash. And puts his hands on it, and he starts Baruch Atah Hashem. And as he hears the guest washing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Amoitzi Lechem Min, to be Madgashin, he's just trying to slip out the time. Haaretz. And sure enough, the guest goes Baruch Adah Hashem again of Melech Harlom, and he finishes afterwards. Okay, so he's waiting for his guest to do it. Slowly but surely, he's like looking for the place, starting to cut. Slowly. His wife, that's it. She lost it. She grabs a piece of challah, takes it and bites into it. Says, "What are you doing?" And he catches himself. And now Zalacha. What's Zalacha? What's Zalacha with the guest? What's Zalacha with the husband? What's Zalacha with the wife? Who's Yaitse and who's not Yaitse? The guest, we'll start with the guest. The guest is the easiest. The halacha, as the Mechaber says, that you could even wash your hands after hearing Hamoitzi from the Baal HaBayis, even if you washed his hands and made an Alon Til Kedayim. The halacha is that he's Yoytzei, since it's a Tzarech for the Suda. Even though the Baal HaBayis already made Hamoitzi, you could wash your hands and make Alon Til Kedayim afterwards. The same thing if you washed your hands and you made Alon Til Kedayim afterwards is also fine. However, if you washed your hands and you dried your hands before he made Hamoitzi, then the halacha is you can't make the Alon Til Kedayim since you already dried your hands before the Hamoitzi. But as long as your hands aren't dried, you can either dry your hands and make the Alon Til Kedayim, or even wash and dry your hands and make the Alon Til Kedayim after the Hamoitzi. So the guy is, that's in a normal setting. That's the guest is going to be Yaitzeh. What's with the wife? Is the wife Yaitzeh? So the truth is she wasn't supposed to eat before her husband, before the person that's Poitzeh, but b'di'eved, she's Yaitzeh. The bracha's chal, there was a bracha, she ate right away. The bracha's chal on that. What's the story with the husband? That gets a little bit tricky. Now, you're not supposed to talk in between the Hamaitzi and the Bitziyah. And the Te'ima. Now, the bracha was Be'etzem Chal already. According to the Ramah, the Ramah says that if the Baal HaBayis made a bracha, and he ate right away, and somebody else before eating, eats, The Ramah says that Sif Hey. Dafke shesoch koydem shochal abaytzea, aval achar kach lo yav esicha efsik. Shabura says, afilu esichu achar kach hashemim v'yoytzim b'berchosay koydem shetamu gam kinen kipeda b'diavet. Ho kvar chola b'rchas ha-mavarech. If the Boitzea was, if the Boitzea ate and somebody else talked beforehand, then the shadow whether or not, according to Ramah, since the bracha was already chal, he says that the everybody else, it's considered the bracha was chal, and it's not a problem that they talk. The Achorinim all say that no, for the person that made the bracha, the person that wants to be yoytzei with the bracha, he also is not supposed to talk before eating. And Memela, they're not going to be Yaita. So if that's the case, certainly if the person that made the bracha talked before he ate, even though somebody else was Yaita with the bracha already, certainly the person that talked, the Baal HaBayis, said, "What are you doing?" before he actually ate, certainly Lachar, he's not going to be Yaita according to the Achrenim, and he has to make a new bracha. However, the wife, even though she ate beforehand, before the bala busted, La Maisa, since her bracha was chal, there's no reason why she can't be yetze. So she's yetze. The person that washed his hands, lechera, if even though he didn't talk, with something which is not shayach to the suda. However, since the bala bus did talk, that's also going to be mafsek him. That's the mishnah brurah mitzadeh. It's also mafsek him, and he's not going to be able to be yetze. In a general case, he would be yetze. In this case, he's not going to be yetze. The bala bus not going to be yetze. The wife will be yetze.